Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord.
look to you, to continue to trust in you. Your word is true, Lord. Help us, oh Lord, to draw closer to you. We need a closer walk. Help us, Jesus. Make us what you have us to be. Help us to seek to please you, that your will may be done in us. Not our will. Let our will perish. Help us today. Look on your people everywhere. Look on the face of God. Touch and bless. Help us to go through. Oh, my God, we know you're able. Oh, Lord, look on those who are not saved. Those who don't know you in the pardon of their sins. Have mercy today. Forgive sins and blot out of transgressions. Help somebody to cry out unto you and give their life to you. Help them to repent of their sins. In the name of Jesus, heal them out of sickness. Those who are suffering, those who are in pain, those who are going through different tests and trials, infirmities in their lives, touch them, oh Lord. Save Jesus. Heal and deliver. Oh, my God, I know you're able. I'm trusting in you and taking you at your word, knowing that your word cannot lie. Your word will not fail. Help us, Jesus, to depend on you with all our hearts and minds and souls. Oh, Lord, not to lean to our own understanding, but to acknowledge you in all our ways, that you may direct our path, that you may lead and guide us. Help us today, oh Lord. Show us the way you would have us to go. Help us to please you in every way. Not our will, Lord. Let our will perish. We're seeking to please you, oh Lord. Jesus, your will. Oh, my God. Not our will. Let our will perish. Help us, oh Lord. Take us through our test. Help us to stand our trials. Help us to do your will, preach your word, go with your sisters, and say what you give us. Help us today. In the name of Jesus, look on the city, oh Lord. We pray that you move from city to city, from state to state, from country to country. Have mercy on the people. Make ways for the people. Open up doors, oh Lord. Feed the hungry, those without shelter. Make a way, Lord, that they might have a roof over their head. Save Jesus. Save the animals. Stop wars, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh my God. We believe you today. And we take you at your word. We say thank you for all that you have done for us. And we pray that you continue to bless on this broadcast. Continue to bless the broadcast. Continue to have your way. Look on Evangelist and Evangelist Khadijah. Continue to touch and bless them. Help them continue to go forward with your will. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Lord. Bless and make way for them, that thy name may be glorified. We believe you today. We take you at your word, and we say thank you. Thank you for all that you've done.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
This prayer we pray, O Lord, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
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 Anointed prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell. Thank you, Jesus, and good afternoon, all. God bless you. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And we are so excited to be with you today. Pastor Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland. And it's a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer. And we still remember our late Southern District Overseer, Pastor Louis Marshall Sr., who was the pastor of Victory Temple, which is located in Jacksonville, Florida. And at this time, we're going to read our opening scripture, and it's taken from the 115th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 115th, 115, number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them. So is everyone that trusteth in them. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. May God remember the word. I just want to read one more verse. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. May God remember the word. The 115th number of Psalm, the first, throughout the 12th verse. And at this, again, we just thank you so much for tuning in to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. The broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763. Or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService. Title, one school, and one is O-N-E. And if you would like to listen to any of our previous broadcasts, you can log into the broadcast website and click on the on-demand broadcast. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 27148. That's Baltimore, Maryland, 212-30. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak to us with us during the broadcast, or if you'd like to have remarks, if you're clergy, or you have a testimony you'd like to share, a song you'd like to sing, encouraging scripture you want to impart, dial our guest line at 978-990-5270. Our access code is 794-6408. And if you're looking to support other ministries or just need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth hosts the There Is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 603-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574. And on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. The access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel teams up with Evangelist Lynette Bradley every night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. And on Tuesday evenings at 7 o'clock, Tuesday and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., you can tune in to the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybell Edmonds at 701-802-5175. The access code is 584-7681. You may also listen at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5and5 is S-I-V-E. We want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list, for Bishop Byrd and family, Missionary Gracie White and the bereaved White family, Sister Marcel Horsley and the bereaved Horsley family, Benjamin Hoags, Melissa Smith, Titus Edmund Sr., Evangelist Martha Colbreth and her mother, Gregory Smith, Sean Colbreth, the bereaved Williams Edmund family, Tracy Curry, Daryl Mercado, Steve Fields, the Parham family, Amor Nix, Arlene Almonte, Mother Janice Marshall, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, the Bereaved Anderson family, Muhammad Hameen and family, Robin Mansay, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, Elderberry Johnson and the Bereaved Johnson family, the Bereaved Hall family, and all the bereaved families and all those who are currently requesting prayer. Just wanted to remind you that we are celebrating, well, June is dedicated as Youth Empowerment Month here on the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. So if you know any youth that would like to share a scripture that has a testimony, would like to give God thanks for allowing them to graduate, please feel free to give them our phone number and have them call in and give God the praise. And those are all the announcements that I have at this time. I'm going to turn the broadcast over to the hands of Evangelist Mabel Edmond, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker.
Praise the Lord. I'm so thankful for this opportunity and for this broadcast. I want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, to look to the Lord and to learn to give glory and honor unto the name of the Lord. As the scripture mm-hmm. was read, not unto us, not unto yes. us, but unto thy name, give glory for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. The Lord is so merciful. That's why we have to give the glory to God, because he had not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquity. So that's why we need to give him the glory for his many, many mercies toward us. And we are thankful for that mercy that he had bestowed upon us. It's nothing that we did. We didn't do anything, but it was just the mercy of God. So that's why I love to give the Lord's name praise. I love to give him thanks for what he has done to me, because I realized he did not have to do it, and I didn't do anything to deserve the mercy of the Lord. So we want to encourage you to continue to look to the Lord and continue to give glory and honor unto the name of our Lord. And now at this time, we're going to present to you the speaker of the hour in the person of Pastor Sheila Hameen, who will bring us the word on today. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I do give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. I am happy just to be on this broadcast one more time. Thank God for all of you who have tuned in. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the beautiful opening prayer and from the touch from the Lord. Also, thank God for Evangelist Khadija hosting the show on this afternoon. Praise be to God. My soul has already been blessed since I've been on this broadcast, and I'm looking forward to greater blessings in the Lord. I thank God even for the scripture that was read. Oh, I'm just so happy. Praise God. My soul is rejoicing. And I'm giving God the glory that's due to his name. He is worthy to be praised at all times. And that's something that I love to do. I love to give God the glory. Amen. Because of God, that's why we're here. Had it not been for him, none of us would be here. But I just thank God for everything that's been done already, for how he has already blessed us on this day. And at this time, we're going to prepare to go to the Word of God, and I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible. So if you want to get your Bible and read along, go ahead and get your Bible ready. And while you're doing that, let us have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you thanks. We bless your holy name. We call upon you, Lord, to feed our souls. Oh, my God, open up the scriptures and give us understanding concerning your will for our lives. And we ask you, Lord, to just empower us, empower the youth. Oh, Lord, bless your people everywhere, one by one and name by name, through your word today. Oh, God, not our will, but thy holy will be done. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. So if you have your Bibles, let us go to several scriptures here on this afternoon, if it be the Lord's will, if I get to them all. But Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, verse 1. Also,
the ninth number of Psalm. That's Psalm number 9, verses 17 through 20, and also the 103rd, Psalm 103, verses 1 through 18. Praise the Lord. We'll begin reading with Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, verse 1 reads, "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them." Now moving on over to the ninth number of Psalms, verse 17, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men." Selah. Now going on over to the 103rd number of Psalm, verse 1, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone. Place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them." Amen. Thank the Lord for the reading of these verses of scripture. Praise the Lord. Beautiful passages, beautiful verses, and encouraging. The title of the message on this afternoon is The Consequences of Forgetting God. And the theme is Always Remember God. The consequences of forgetting God. Always remember God. In Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, here is an urgency to remember our Creator right now. It says, "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth." It's so important that in your youth you remember our Creator while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh when thou shalt say, "I have no pleasure in them." And I'm sure that many who have been in the world for a good while and have experienced many things, have seen some evil days, and also have seen the years draw nigh in which they have no pleasure. If you keep on living, and it's the will of God that you continue in the earth, into your old age, you also will experience the evil days. You will experience the displeasure of the years that keep coming year after year. Hallelujah. But if you remember your Creator while you're in your youth, surely God will be merciful and gracious to you. And even though the evil days may come, He will never forsake you. He will never leave you. But it's important that you remember Him, glory to God, in the days of your youth while you're young. If you didn't get to know Him in your youth, from where you are, from the time that you were introduced to the Lord, remember your Creator right now. Hallelujah. Going over to Psalm, the ninth number of Psalm, verse 17. These are the consequences of forgetting God. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. There are many nations and people who have forgotten God, who have decided not to retain God in their memory, even though they may have learned about God or knew of God in their youth. They chose not to remember their Creator in the days of their youth, and therefore they have forgotten God. But the consequences are hell and destruction, death, hell, and destruction for all of those nations that forget God. Hallelujah. But always remember God. Every day, retain the memory of God in your mind. In verse 18 says, for the needy shall not always be forgotten. And one thing about God, even though we may forget, God always remembers. He will never forget. Glory be to God. And if you are needy, you will not always be forgotten. And the expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Why? Because God is the one in charge. There are those who are keeping people under oppression, and even though they could help them, they refuse to help the poor, and therefore their expectation quickly fades. It perishes, but not forever, according to God. And in the 19th verse says, arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. See, man may think that he can control everything and everybody, but God is the one in control. Hallelujah. And man will not always prevail, because God will show man just what he's made of, and that's dust. Glory to God. As the scripture says here, let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, O Lord, and God knows how. Oh, thank you, Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. All we are human. We are made from dust. We are nothing without God. God is the one who made us. He's the one who created us. So He is our Creator, and we ought not to forget who He is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's the one who has the power to speak the word and cause things to come into existence or to go out of existence. God is the only one with that power. Amen. Psalm 103, verses 1 through 18, give us a great example of why we should never forget God. Hallelujah. The psalmist says here, bless the Lord, O my soul, and making it personal, saying to his own soul, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Glory, hallelujah. And the second verse saying, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. It's imperative. It's extremely important that we not forget all his benefits. If you retain God in your memory, hallelujah, God will do great things for you. He is the one who forgives all of our sins and iniquities, the one who heals all of our diseases, redeems our lives from destruction. Oh, glory to God. All of these scriptures are reminding us of why we should never forget God. Oh, thank you, Lord. After all God has done for us, after everything he has given us and blessed us with, how can we forget how good God is? How can we forget his loving kindness and tender mercies? How can we forget that God is the one who will renew our youth like the eagles? Hallelujah. Calls us to mount up with wings as eagles. So even though we may have aged in this world, God has given us renewed youth. Hallelujah. As an eagle. Praise be to God. God is the one who executes righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Therefore, man can only do but so much. So we should not fear what man can do to us and to our bodies. They can't touch our souls because God, he's the one that executed righteousness. And that's why the scripture lets us know that the needy shall not always be forgotten and the expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Hallelujah. I tell you, the word of God is so powerful. And this word, we ought to meditate day and night on the word of God and to remember his statutes and his commandments, to keep them and to do them. And if we do this, oh, hallelujah, God will do great and mighty things. And even that opening scripture that was read in Psalm 115, verse 12 says, the Lord has been mindful of us. So he's thinking on us, even though we may not always be thinking on him. And there are those who have went ahead on and forgot about God, but he's mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless our children and our children's children. Glory be to God. He's a mighty God. So I'm encouraging you today to always remember God. Remember your Creator right now in the days of your youth or whatever age you are. Remember your Creator and forget him not. Always remember God, because there are consequences for forgetting God. Because one thing, when God is striving with us, when God is dealing with us or even calling us, we don't answer that call. If we don't go after God and seek the Lord while he may be found, a time will come when we will need the Lord and we won't be able to find him. If we forget him, glory be to God. If we refuse to think on him, if we refuse to keep his commandments, hallelujah, oh, glory be to God, a day will come, a day of calamity, a day of tragedy, a day of troubles, oh, glory to God, when we need somebody to deliver our souls and we try to call on the Lord and seek him early, we won't be able to find him. So don't forget your Creator. Amen. Always remember the God of your salvation. the God who created you. Oh, praise the Lord. The word of God is so powerful. When I explored the word consequence, it is a result or effect of an action or condition. And if I were to use an example, it would be you're warned that if you continue down a certain path, you may be traveling down a road and somebody say to you, if you continue to go this way, you're going to go off a cliff. But your decision is going to be made according to what you want to do, whether you want to accept that or not, and continue on down that same path. The consequence of not taking heed to the warning would be that you are going off the cliff. And so it is when we refuse to remember God and when we forget God, according to the word of God, the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. And that is death, hell, and destruction. There is no deliverance from this place of destruction, this place of torment. There is no deliverance from hell. There is one way in and no way out. Once you are in that place, you cannot be delivered. You cannot get out. Oh, glory be to God. So remember God always. Forget about God, because there are dire consequences, serious consequences for forgetting God. And also remember keeping something in memory that may be effortless or unwilled. In other words, you don't have to try to remember or recall or recollect. It's like, oh, I can't remember. I can't. But it's there without effort, unwilled. God is constantly present in your mind, in your memory. He's always there. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And people sing a song saying that they will never forget what the Lord has done for them. And years go by and tests and trials come and troubles come. Friends walk away. Family turn their back on them. And eventually they go on and forget God and turn back to their old ways. But I want to encourage you to go after the Lord, to put all your trust in him, to lean and depend on him, to get to know him better, to get closer to him every day. Seek to be closer to the Lord, and every day remember your Creator. Think on him. He's always thinking on us. He's always remembering us. Amen. And he has so many wonderful things in store. The Lord is merciful and gracious. Don't forget that. He's slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. These are things we should never forget. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. Oh, some people may feel like God is angry at me. God is not going to hear my prayer. God has turned his back on me. God is not a God like that. He is a righteous God. He's a God full of love and compassion, full of mercy and grace. Hallelujah. Don't let the enemy fool you or deceive you, because God does love you, and he's willing and more than able to deliver you from whatever situation you're in. He is the one who has not dealt with us after our sin, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. That's love. That's grace. That's mercy. Hallelujah. Don't forget that. Glory be to God. Don't be deceived into taking God out of your memory, but keep God in your mind every day in the forefront. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. He is the one, glory to God, that looks down on us. He remembers that we are just dust. He remembers this. He knows our frame. He knows how weak we are and what we're made of, because he's the one who created us. So he knows us. Praise God. But don't let this opportunity pass you by to get to know him better, so that you won't forget him, to really go after him and seek him like never before, so that he will be retained in your memory forever. And I know that this fleshly memory down here, it does fail us at times, and we do forget things, but forgetting God should not be one of those things. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us continue to go after the Lord. Let us put our trust in him. And I say to the youth, those of you who are listening, remember your Creator while you're young. Do everything you can do for God while you're young. Praise the Lord. Don't allow the things that you have experienced as a youth deter you from dedicating your life to the Lord, from dedicating your service to the Lord for the rest of your life. And I know that many young people are experiencing many negative things. A lot of things are happening in the church, amongst their peers, and in their environment, in the school, on the job, or wherever. But I say to you, remember your Creator in the days of your youth. Remember him. And I'm just trying to drive this home to let you know how important it is that you always remember God. Because while you're young and you remember God, when you get older, when the evil days come, when the troubles come, God is not going to forget you. God is going to remember you always. Praise the Lord. So don't allow these things that are happening around you discourage you from going after God. Maybe you tried and it seemed like you just wasn't going to get your deliverance or get through to the Lord. Don't give up. Don't give up, but persevere. Continue on, because it's worth it. It truly is worth it. Don't just go on and forget about God. Forget about how he blessed you already, how good he's been to you. Praise the Lord. But give him another try. I invite you to try Jesus. If you tried and just seemed like you just wanted to give up, try again. Try harder. Be more determined. And really give him a try. And you will not regret it. You will be glad you did. Praise the Lord. And to those of you who are listening, who want to give your life to Jesus, you want to accept Jesus as your personal Savior, praise the Lord. Today, personal Savior, today you can be saved. Because God, he is saving souls all the time. And he wants to save you. But just make up your mind right now and forget about the past, forget about everything else that has happened, and have faith and believe God. If you ask the Lord for forgiveness, if you repent right now and be sorry for the sins you've committed, God will be merciful to you and he will forgive you. He will take your sins away. Hallelujah. He will remove your transgressions from you. As far as the east is from the west, that's how far he'll remove those sins and transgressions from you. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. If you're sick in your body and you need a healing, God is the one who heals all of our diseases. Thank you, Lord. All of our ailments, all of our afflictions, he's the one who heals us. If you can only believe. We're going to go to God in prayer. We're going to ask the Lord in faith in this prayer for the petitions or the desires that we have. And when we go to him, let's believe together. Let's believe that God will give us those things that we ask in prayer. And we're going to pray the prayer of faith, touching and agreeing on the same things right now. As we go to the Lord, let us put our minds on him and let's focus completely on the Lord. Open our hearts to receive from God. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord, we come to you and we humble our hearts. We humble ourselves for you, Lord, and we ask for mercy. Lord God, while we're praying this prayer, we are asking in faith that you will look down on us with compassion and forgive our sins. Lord, blot out all of our transgressions and search our hearts while we're praying, Lord. We are touching and agreeing on the same things, oh Lord God. And I know that you can hear the petitions that we are sending up right now. I know, Lord, that you hear that unspoken request, my God, and you know the desires of our hearts. We are asking you for healing and for deliverance, my God. We are asking you today for the saving of souls, Lord God, that soul who's crying out, Lord, I want to be saved. Lord, forgive them and take away all of their sins. And save them, my God. Fill their souls with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, that soul, God, that's feeling like they're hindered or bound up, my Lord. I pray right now that you will send your anointing and destroy the yoke of bondage. Oh, Lord, loose their shackles right now and break every chain, Lord, my God. We know you have the power and you can do everything. Oh, Lord, there's nothing too hard for you. We are asking it in faith and in, Lord, we believe it and we count it done, my God. Hallelujah. Lord, we are asking you for healing for the Jesus, those who have this sickness in their bodies, diseases, oh God, and all kinds of conditions, Lord, all kinds of maladies. And Lord Jesus, you are able to make them whole right now while this prayer is being prayed. Oh, Lord God, let it be done according to each faith, Lord God. Hallelujah. To everyone's faith, Lord Jesus, grant it unto them right now. We pray, oh, Lord, do it, Jesus. Do it for us. Do it, Lord, for every believer. Do it, my God. Hallelujah. We believe it, and we count it done, and we give you thanks, Lord. We thank you for your touch. Thank you for the moving of your spirit. Thank you, hallelujah, for the saving of souls, Lord. We thank you. Glory to God for the healing of the sick. Lord God, we thank you for the way being made, for doors being opened. We thank you right now, Lord, for strength and power. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for everything, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for comfort and consolation for those who are bereaved of their loved ones. Lord, we thank you for upholding them and giving them strength to go through this difficult time. We thank you, Lord, for wrapping your arms all around them, letting them feel your presence and the warmth of your love. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for your word today, oh God. We ask you, Lord, to please help us not to forget all your benefits, all that you've done for us and what you continue to do. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for this broadcast. We thank you, oh, God, for your people everywhere, one by one and name by name. Lord, continue to bless your people, even the body of Christ as a whole, all around the world. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this prayer, and we ask you, Lord, for a special blessing upon everyone who is listening on this afternoon and their families and everyone who is connected to them. Let a special blessing come upon them and overtake them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we ask it in faith. All of these and other blessings we ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The broadcast is now back into the hands of the host.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for that beautiful message. The word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen, that anointed message and the anointed prayer, talking about the consequences of forgetting God and saying to always remember God. And we don't want to forget God because there are consequences. And we should remember God, the creator, in the days of our youth, like as the scripture said, because we're not going to stay young forever. Some of us aren't young anymore. You know, we used to be in our teens, and now, you know, we find ourselves in our 30s, going on our 40s, or whatever your age is. And some of us, we feel like we're going to be young forever. We might feel invincible, like we don't need anyone, like the preacher began to say, though. She began to talk about the consequences of forgetting God, of not retaining him in our memory. And she asked, how can we forget? How can we forget this God that brought us out, that made ways for us, that opened up doors, that gives us benefit daily? How can we forget him? There are consequences. We have free will. God gave us a choice. And we have the responsibility to remember God now while we still have a chance. Because one day we might get in trouble. And God, he won't forget us. Sometimes he'll deliver us. We ask God, you do this for me now. You know, I'll do this and that and so and that and so. That's when people remember God. Some remember God when they're going through something. But once that's over, they don't retain him in their memory. But this is a very stirring message. I enjoy the word of God. I want to say to Evangelist Hameen, keep on preaching the word of God. If any clergy on the line, but to Evangelist Maybell, you may go ahead and have remarks. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the word of God. Remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth. If you're young, you got to remember the Lord now in your youth.
Right.
Some people, they try to wait until they get, I'm not ready to serve the Lord or live for the Lord. I'll wait till I get in my 30s. I'll wait until I get in my 40s or 50s. But now is the day of salvation. You got to remember the Lord in your youth, because when you start getting older, things are going to change. You're not going to feel that youth that you had when you were young. It's going to be some things you ain't going to be able to do like you used to do.
Lord, all right.
You ain't going to be able to walk as fast as you used to walk, or even run or move the way you used to move. So now is the time to remember the Lord right now in your youth. When you can see, you got eyes, you can see. But when you get older, the eyes begin to get dim, and you can't even see. I tell you, that's a very, very stirring and a very encouraging message.
Yes.
Always, always remember God, because God is the one, he's the one that's keeping you. He wants you going. So you got to remember him now while you're in your youth. And if you're older and you remembered him in your youth, you started out in your youth, and now you're old, oh, my God, I tell you, you can yet glorify God and praise God.
Mm-hmm.
You can also praise him in the dance, because the Bible says, let the young and the old go walk alive in the dance. Glory to God. God will keep you. If you remember him while you're young, when you do get old, God will yet let you praise him. Glory to God. May not be able to dance like he did when he was young, but he will let you cut a step every now and then. David said, I once was young, but now I'm old.
All right.
And I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his name begging bread. He never saw God's seed begging bread. Glory to God. And I haven't seen it either. I tell you, God is good. My soul is stirred. Very, very encouraging message on today. I pray that all of you that are on the line, that you've gotten something out of the word of God on today. There are consequences if you do forget God. If you forget him, you might wake up in hell. Lord, have mercy. I don't want that to be me. Affliction might come on your body if you don't remember God. And God might just let it overtake you because you refuse to remember God. You had a chance to serve him in the midpoint, but you denied him, and you refused, and you rebelled against him. And God will allow whatever to come on you, to come on you. I don't want that to be me. Don't let it be you. Praise God. Remember him now. It doesn't matter what age you are, but remember God. And he will remember you. Thank the Lord for the word coming to you, Evangelist Amin. I pray that you will continue to let the Lord have his way and let him use you in his service. And God will bless in the end. God bless you.
Amen. Thank God for these beautiful remarks coming to Evangelist Nebel. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful remarks coming through both Evangelist Maybell and also Evangelist Dr. Khadija Hameen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Very beautifully brought out, very encouraging. And I just want to say to every listener, just take the word of God in it. The things that you've heard, these things are said to encourage you, to help you along the way. You know, and God is reaching out to you. So let's receive what the Lord has for us. Amen. Praise the Lord. And again, this is Youth Empowerment Month, and we want to encourage our youth to do as much as you can do for the Lord. And I know that sometimes young people, they just need a little bit of the nudge. You know, they don't always just want to volunteer for things, or, you know, they sometimes need somebody to just reach out to them. And you'd be amazed at how this would encourage them and how this can help them along the way. It's not always that they don't want to do. Sometimes they just need somebody to reach out to them because they're not always going to be forthcoming that way. So if you see a young person and, you know, if you encounter any young people, reach out to them. You'd be amazed at what they've been thinking about or what they desire to do. Or, you know, they might even be happy that you even reached out to them. So let us keep them in our prayers. Let's continue to pray for our youth and encourage them even the more to do something for the Lord. And most of all, to give their lives to the Lord, to be saved, to go after God and ask God to save them. That's really what we want to see for our youth. We want to see them saved. We want them to have a relationship with the Lord. And that's what we should encourage them to do. To go after God and to develop a relationship with the Lord while they're young, and this will help them to remember their Creator while they're young. Amen. We do thank the Lord for this broadcast on this afternoon. Praise the Lord. And I'm excited. I don't know about anyone else, but I'm excited just thinking on the goodness of Jesus and all the things that the Lord is doing. And even though there are tests and trials and the enemy has risen up against us, that just makes me more excited because I know that Jesus has already overcome the world. Amen. Praise the Lord. He has already given us the victory. So all we have to do is just go on and rejoice in the Lord. Like Evangelist May said, even though you get older, you can still go forth in the dance and praise God. Maybe not as often or as long as you used to when you were younger, but you can still praise him in the dance. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I kind of feel like my foot wants to move a little bit. My hands don't want to be still right now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. God has been good to me. He's been good to all of us. So let's not forget how good God has been to us. Even though we sinned, he did not reward us according to our sin. He's done all these wonderful things. Hallelujah. Don't forget. Praise God. I'm coming on in. Amen. But I just thank the Lord for all things. And before we close out, Evangelist May, Evangelist Khadijah, do you all have anything else you would like to say?
Yes, I would like to announce that the Gospel Prayer Mission is scheduled to have Family and Friends Day on June the 18th. That is this coming Saturday, 8 p.m. The time has been changed from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. And we're looking forward to having a good time in the Lord. And we're expecting Evangelist Shel Hameen as the speaker, guest speaker. And we're looking forward, we're waiting and looking forward to that date. So if you can write that, make a note of it, and remember that we're having this service on Saturday. Praise the Lord. And I'm sorry, the address is 18 East Center Street. If you care to join us, it's 18 East Center Street, Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. And if you like to call, you can call 856-304-7774. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So come on out and let's enjoy Jesus together. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So, Evangelist Khadijah, anything further?
Not at this time. Not at this time.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And again, I can't help but just give thanks to the Lord for what he's done for my daughter. And how he has persevered and accomplished something that's noteworthy. And now she is Dr. Khadijah Hameen. She's has her doctorate degree. And congratulations, daughter, once again. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And you, be encouraged. You can do. You can also do the same thing. If that's your desire, that's what you want to do. All you have to do is go after it, and the Lord will help you. Praise the Lord. So we look forward to you. And also I want to make mention, too, of my granddaughter, Diane Hameen.
Yes.
She graduated from kindergarten and now going to the first grade. So we thank God for her, and she's all happy and excited about it. Amen, and so am I. So we thank the Lord for all the graduates, those who have already graduated, those who will be graduating. We want to congratulate you and say to you to go as far as you can go to higher education, learn as much as you can learn. But always remember God. Just put God first, and the Lord will help you. He will truly bless you. And so this does conclude the broadcast on this afternoon. We look forward to you joining us on Friday evening at 7 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And May God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Good night.